כן, אז אנחנו קוראים מכתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 439, הקדמה לספר.
So we're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the introduction to the book of Zohar. We're continuing from item 27. Again, the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 27. You can send questions to Kab TV and Sviva Tova. 27. Indeed, there cannot be a revival or resurrection of the dead, but only near the end of correction, meaning toward the end of the second state. For once we have been rewarded with denying our excessive will to receive, and have been granted the will to only bestow, and once we have been endowed with all the wonderful degrees of the soul, called nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, through our work at negating this will to receive, we have come to the greatest perfection, until the body could be revived with all its excessive will to receive, and we are no longer harmed by it by being separated from our dvikut. On the contrary, we overcome it and give it the form of bestowal. Indeed, this is done with every corrupt quality that we wish to remove from it. One, we must completely remove it until there is nothing left of it. Next, we can receive it again and conduct it in the middle way. But as long as we have not fully removed it, it is impossible to conduct it in the desired medium way.
Well,
this is actually understood, that if we want to use something, we need to first move it to the side of good, certainly, and then try to use it. Just like he says here, that we need to remove completely if it's a negative, bad thing. But when we don't remove it completely, we can later receive from it a little something and to rise by it. Item 28.
Our sages said, the dead are destined to be revived with their flaws, and then be healed. This means that in the beginning, the same body is revived, which is the excessive will to receive, without any restraints, just as it grew under the Merkava, the structure of the worlds of Tum'ah, impurity, before the Torah and Mitzvot have purified it in any way. And this is the meaning of in all their flaws. Next, we embark on a new kind of labor, to insert all that excessive will to receive in the form of bestowal. And then it is healed, because now it obtained equivalence of form. And they said that the reason is, so it will not be said, it is another. Meaning, so it will not be said about it that it is in a different form than the one it had in the thought of creation. This is so because that excessive will to receive stands there, aiming to receive all the bounty in the thought of creation. It is only that in the meantime it has been given to the klipot for purification. But in the end, it must not be a different body. For if it were diminished in any way, it would be deemed entirely different.
With his desire, yes?
it would be deemed entirely different, and thus unworthy of receiving all the bounty in the thought of creation, as it receives there in the manner of the first state.
Meaning we have to work with the desires that were given to us, not get confused and depict to ourselves other things, because exactly those desires, and then they will be revealed in their corrected way, and we will work with them in adhesion on the degree of the Creator. Okay? I don't see questions here, and really I don't see that you're asking, because more or less it's a clear matter. For whoever it's not clear, I would recommend to just read it again later during the day, and I'm sure everything will work out.
PT3. Question is, what does it mean that we have to correct the desire all the way and only then you can use it for the good? Why can't you correct each and every desire, bring it to the good, and then use it for the good? Why do you have to come to the bestow in order to bestow completely and only then to receive in order to bestow? Why not in each and every desire?
Leave asking the same thing. How many times do you have to repeat it? Correct. Correct. We need to correct completely everything, and you don't know what this desire is that you're going to use in order to bestow. You must know for sure that you are completely concluding it, and it can't now all of a sudden, in order to bestow, do all kinds of forms that you don't know. That's it. We're continuing.
וכול המתבאר נפתח לנו הפתח ליישב שאלה הבית הנעל.
29. Now we can resolve the above second inquiry. What is our role in the long chain of reality of which we are but tiny links during the short span of our days?
ותדע שעבודתנו...
Know that our work during the 70 years of our days is divided in four. The first division is to obtain the excessive will to receive without restraint in its full, in its full corrupted measure from under the hands of the four impure worlds of Abia. Since if we do not have that corrupted will to receive, we will not be able to correct it, for one cannot correct that which is not in him.
The meaning is to our life, not the life that we're from here, from where we're born until we die, but where we are advancing towards spirituality. So the first division is to attain this greater desire.
Thus, the will to receive imprinted in the body at birth is insufficient. Rather, it must also be a vehicle for the impure klipot for no less than 13 years. This means that the klipot must control it and give it of their lights, for their lights increase its will to receive. And that is because the fulfillments that the klipot grant the will to receive only expand and enhance the demands of the will to receive. For example, at birth, he has a desire for only 100 and not more. But when the Sitra Acha provides the 100, the will to receive immediately grows and wants 200. Then, when the Sitra Acha provides fulfillment for the 200, the desire immediately expands and he wants 400. And if one does not overcome it through Torah Mitzvot and purifies the will to receive to turn it into bestowal, one's will to receive expands throughout one's life until eventually he dies without obtaining half his wishes.
וזה נבחן
And this is regarded as being under the authority of the Sitra Achra and the Klipot, whose role is to expand and enhance his will to receive and make it exaggerated and completely unrestrained, to provide one with all the material he needs to work with and correct.
That is, we must come to a state in which he is under complete control of the Sitra Achra. That the whole desire to receive in order to receive eventually needs to be revealed in him. This is the first division. The second division.
Item 30. The second division is from 13 years and on.
It is just a point along the states. It's not 13 years or an age in one's biography. Yes?
At that point, the point in the heart, which is the posterior of the soul of Kedusha, is given strength. Although it is dressed in his will to receive at birth, it only begins to awaken after 13 years for the above said reason. And then one begins to enter the system of the worlds of Kedusha to the extent that one engages in Torah and Mitzvot.
Here there's already a certain correction beginning where the corruption is done with. He acquired his great excessive will to receive, and now starts the stage of corrections.
And the primary aim of that time is to obtain and intensify the spiritual will to receive, since at birth one has only a will to receive for corporeality. Therefore, although one has obtained the excessive will to receive before he turned 13, it is still not the completion of the growth of the will to receive. For the primary intensification of the will to receive is only to spirituality. This is so because, for example, prior to turning 13, one's will to receive wishes to devour all the wealth and respect in this corporeal world. This is evidently not an eternal world, and for all of us, it is but a fleeting shadow. But when one obtains the excessive spiritual will to receive, one wishes to devour for one's own delight all the wealth and delights in the next eternal world, which is an eternal possession for him. Thus, the majority of the excessive will to receive is completed only with a desire to receive spirituality.
אז חלוקה ב' שחוץ מהרצון לקבל הגשמי שרכש בחלוקה א'
So the second division is in addition to the corporeal will to receive he acquired in the first division, he acquires also a spiritual will to receive in the second division. And
item 31. It is written about the verse, the leech has two daughters, give, give. A leech means hell. And the evil caught in that hell cry as dogs do, hav, hav, give, give. Meaning give us wealth of this world and give us the wealth of the next world. Yet it is a much more important degree than the first. Since aside from obtaining the full measure of the will to receive, giving one all the material one needs for one's work, this is the degree that brings one to Lishma. It is as our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and Mitzvot Lo Lishma, as from Lo Lishma one comes to Lishma. Hence this degree, which comes past the 13 years, is deemed Kedusha. This is considered the holy maid that serves her mistress, which is the holy Shekhinah, since the maid brings one to Lishma, and he is rewarded with the installing of the Shekhinah. Yet one should take every measure suited to come to Lishma, for if one does not strain for this and does not achieve Lishma, he will fall into the pit of the impure maid, which is the opposite of the holy maid, whose role is to confuse a person so the lo lishma will not bring him to lishma. It is said about her, a handmaid that is heir to her mistress, for she will not let one near the mistress who is the holy Shekhinah. And the final degree in this division is that he will fall passionately in love with the Creator, as one becomes infatuated in a corporeal love, until the object of passion remains before one's eyes all day and all night. As the poet says, "When I remember him, he does not let me sleep." Then it is said of him, a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. This is because the five degrees of the soul are the tree of life, which stretches over 500 years. Each degree lasts 100 years, meaning it will bring him to receive all five prinot, Naran Chai, explained in the third division.
That's why he comes to the third division, by working already in the tree of life.
Item 32. The third division is the work in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, meaning in order to bestow and not receive reward. This work cleanses the will to receive for oneself in him and inverts into a desire to bestow. To the extent that one purifies the will to receive, he becomes worthy of receiving the five parts of the soul called Naran Chai. This is because they stand in the desire to bestow, and cannot clothe one's body as long as the will to receive, which is opposite or even different in form from the soul, controls it. That is because the matter of clothing and equivalence of form go hand in hand. When one is rewarded with being entirely in the desire to bestow and not at all for oneself, he will be rewarded with obtaining equivalence of form with his upper Naran Chai, which extend from their origin in an Ein Sof, in the first state, through the Abiya of Kedusha, and will immediately extend to him and clothe him in a gradual manner.
And the fourth
division is the work conducted after the revival of the dead, which means that the will to receive, which has already been completely absent through death and burial, is now revived in its excessive worst will to receive. As our sages said, the dead will be revived in their flaws, as written in item 28. At that time, it is turned into reception in the form of bestowal. However, there are chosen few who were given this work while still alive in this world.
In truth, I don't know what is there to ask, because these things are very exalted, but they are before us, and we need to aspire to keep them, to go through them, in this life, in this world, just as we are right now. And in truth, for this to truly happen, New York 3.
יש להם שאלה או לא?
Do they have a question or not?
לא. גמרנו. אלוקים מהם.
No, we're done. Take away their question and pass it to PT 13.
בסוף חלוקה בית יש פיצול.
At the end of the second division, there's a split between Lolishma, which does not bring him to Lishma, and Lishma that Lo Lishma that does bring him to Lishma.
I can't hear well what you're saying.
Again, at the end of the second division, there is a split between Lo Lishma, which does not bring him to Lishma, and Lo Lishma.
I can't hear what you're saying. You sound like you're in a barrel. Hold the mic ahead of you, not inside your, and speak normally.
At the end of the second division, there's a split between Lolishma, which does not bring him to Lishma, and Lolishma, which brings him to Lishma.
Yes.
What are the actions that we need to do in order to reach Lishma?
We spoke about it so much. Repeat everything we studied. How to come from Lolishma to Lishma. What is Lolishma? And what is Lishma? Tell us the difference, and then you see what we need. In my eyes, it's simple. Integration in the Ten and prayer to the Creator. You have no other means.
Okay.
We're going to go to the next part.
We'll sing a song together.
Yeah. Yes.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come our way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle,
come our way.
Completing the circle,
unite.
Let the love shine night and day.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come our way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle,